There's an amazing moment of epiphany at the end of chapter 1 of John's Gospel when Nathanael, who had previously been skeptical, suddenly, in a single glance, recognizes Jesus for who he is and says, "Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel." And Jesus, in turn, offers him a further recognition and says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." Jesus making an extraordinary development of the image of Nathanael's ancestor Israel when he was Jacob, who'd seen the ladder. Jesus saying, "I am the ladder. I am the connection." I've tried to embody something of that in this sonnet, which is called Nathanael's Epiphany. A fugitive and exile, Jacob slept, a man of clay, his head upon a stone. And even in his sleep, his spirit wept. He lay down lonely and would wake alone. But in the night, he dreamt the heavens parted and glimpsed in glory, as from heaven's core, a ladder set for all the brokenhearted, and earth herself becoming heaven's door. And when the nameless angel named him Israel, he kept this gift, whose depth he never knew, the promise of an end to all our exile. For now, a child of Israel finds it true, and sees the one who heals the deep heart's aching, as Jacob's dream becomes Nathanael's waking.